feverishly take my jacket off and try to lock it in, and I got it locked. And now we fade the intro, and it's GlosterCast 168. I have two of my regular favorite peeps in the house. We have Donna Adazzoli from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Oh, good morning, Gloucester. Oh, my
God. Donna is doing a lot of swearing this morning. And we also have Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Thank you guys for being here. It's Monday morning. We normally tape on Sundays, but I knew it was going to be stormy yesterday. I just had a few things to do down the dock. And we put it off to. We wanted to see how the Patriots were going to do. And
yeah,
it is not good. Donna feels the same way I feel.
Donna just committed.
I threw my swag down the stairs. All my Patriots stuff went down the stairs.
You did.
Did you really? Were you that upset? Did you have?
I took it off.
You took it off
at the halftime. I said maybe I shouldn't be wearing my swag.
Everybody was trying whatever.
Right. Maybe I shouldn't sit in this chair. Maybe I should, you know.
It was so miserable. It was just tough to watch the whole thing start to finish. And did you get the feeling you got the feeling in the beginning when Gostkowski missed that field goal? That was good. But and everybody I've talked to all morning long has said the same exact thing. Like they all had that feeling, like that when he missed that field goal, that was going to bite us in the ass. Because it was going to be a close game, and that field goal was going to bite us in the ass. And it did.
And it did. And it changed the mood. I think that the players were like, oh, my God.
My hatred for the media's love of Peyton Manning is well documented. This was not a Peyton Manning win.
Nope.
This is 100% a Denver Broncos defense win.
Two interceptions.
They were in the back in Brady's face all day long. We won't go too deep into it. But kudos to Denver for winning. They were the better team on that day. It was just very disappointing.
But the
unfortunate part is that again we have to listen to. Like the announcers are still gonna say that this is Peyton Manning's team. This is the defense that did this. And into the Super Bowl, the story is gonna be about Peyton Manning when it shouldn't be about Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. You know, it should be about their defense.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I was pretty ticked that they showed his commercials.
Oh,
the nationwide commercials.
Disgusting.
I was like, this is not right.
Right. There's something.
Whatever. So, anyway, just. You know, I just hope to God that Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers...
Yes, we'll be rooting for them.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Just decimate them. And I hope to God... I really like Cam Newton's attitude. He's a big, positive guy. They're having fun out there, young. It seems like that's the future of the league right there. So we wish the Carolina Panthers all the luck in the world. And I can't listen to fucking Peyton Manning.
I can't either. I couldn't even watch the news as soon as it changed channel.
I didn't want to hear it.
So yesterday, you guys were both out for the waves on the back shore were magnificent.
They were.
And you guys were both out there.
So fun.
I got to see it briefly because I was cooking a pork butt. The pork butts hit the smoker at 7:20 in the morning. They needed to reach an internal temperature of 195 before you let them rest to pull. And they were at 182, but it was time for me to go to Felicia's to watch the game. So I wrapped them in foil, and I was racing to get them into Felicia's oven to finish. So I didn't want the temps to come down and ruin the two pork butts that I was doing. But driving on the back shore, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. What a show.
And that was 3 hours after high tide.
Yes.
The light was
beautiful.
Just gorgeous.
The colors.
But they were mesmerizing.
They were.
Yeah, you just.
You
could hear
and it. And because the light was beautiful all day, which I think is kind of unusual.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Right. It wasn't kind of like this. Because those waves are so tall, like they captured the light from whatever angle it was.
Right.
You still had those aquas and the glistening and the kind of yellow gleams. And
sometimes you could see right through them because
that's right.
the wall of.
Well,
I took some 2 hours before high tide in Magnolia. I was like, this is 2 hours before high tide?
You said something to me earlier which surprised me. That you went out onto the Magnolia Pier, and you're normally the kind of person that is a little more careful than that. We always preach about people being safe.
I know. So Fred yelled at me in my head. Fred always used to say, get off the pier. And as soon as I went out on the, I didn't go all the way to the end because I'm not that crazy. I don't want to lose my camera. But I went to the curve, and I was looking towards the houses because the waves are going over the, and I wave. And I was like, I better come in now.
Yeah. Oh, did you have to wipe off your camera?
I did. Yeah. In my jacket, my feet.
The things you do for the love of photography.
The things I do for a photo.
Well, yeah. You said something about what a police officer said to you, because one thing that was really disturbing to me was seeing people out on the rocks.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize that. People have lost their life out on the back shore, have been swept away.
By girl, the friend of the blog there, a couple of years ago, EJ's friend, Evelyn.
Yes, that was along by the retreat house.
Yeah,
right?
Happens. It happens almost every year.
Well, and when I went out to the pier, I didn't go all the way out because I knew I'd only stayed before the curb.
Yeah.
But when I could feel that moving.
It might be a good time to get back off.
You should share what that police officer told you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to say anything bad about this town of Sudbury or anything, because Sudbury's lovely. But one police officer said to me, I think it was last year's storm, and goes, here they come, the people from Sudbury who haven't seen the ocean in years and think that they can just, stand on a rock and watch the waves. Meaning that, you have to understand, I would never go out on the breakwater.
Right.
There was a lot of people on the back shore parked, and
two of them.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't mind it.
I loved it.
I don't mind it either. Yeah, but I'm just, all I'm saying is,
people
was,
were jostling.
People
to,
were, yeah.
yeah
like, it took you a little while to get through on the back shore because so many people were there. Now, if we have those houses built there, I guess that goes.
Well, what I just wanted to put up on every post, and you want to build a house where?
I know.
Oh, I know. That's a good point, right?
Yeah.
I know.
And you want
to
build a house
where? We are not going to go and do this, because we've always been not doing the everything development. We're not the anti-development people. There's plenty of places on Facebook that you can get your thing there. Right or wrong about this, we're not going to be the platform for that. It just seems a little crazy.
Yeah. I know.
From a investment standpoint, that someone would even, they,
as one of my Facebook friends said, it was a photographer's dream out there yesterday.
And I
was shooting video as well as taking pictures and trying to Instagram too at the same time. There was just so much, I could set the film camera looking this way, and then I could turn this way and take pictures, because I just let it run.
For the whole past week, so we're coming up on, the second week of February, I think, they say is the apex of bird watching of migratory species of the year.
The second week of February.
And so every time I've been driving on the back shore the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of bird watchers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a hot spot to be, I guess.
Also, Niles Pond before it was frozen over in the State Pier.
Yeah.
Bird watchers?
They have those little birds. What are they called? Merganizers.
Mergansers.
Oh my God! They got the little nose and the
red
eyes, and they swim.
Beautiful.
And they swim so fast. They leave a little wake.
Yeah, and they have a little. They seem to have little conversations with each other.
Yeah,
those little red beaks.
It's really they're crazy. I love them. I think they're adorable because they got this thin nose and a beak.
So Donna, we talk about you have your Fitbit on.
I don't think it's working right.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
So Fitbit, Fitbit seemed to be like the go-to present this winter.
It's a real good motivator. Because you
walk more.
Your heart rate.
What information does that tell you?
It gives you the time.
Yep.
Not mine right now. Gives you the time, the steps you do, your heart rate, how many flights of stairs you've done, and how many calories you have burned off.
That's pretty good. Kate has one. And she normally, like, her goal for every day is right around 10,000. And she's
that
very upset. She's like 900, 9,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, she gets very upset if she doesn't make that thing.
Does she just go out for a walk late at night?
Sometimes I just walk up and down the stairs.
Circles. But, like, I guess that 2 days ago, like, all of her numbers that she likes to hit, she was, like, off by, like, less than 1%. And she's just like... And she was already in bed, and she was like, "Durr, durr."
I'm like that too. It's crazy.
Yeah, so it is a good motivator.
That's the thing. It's a motivator. So you go, you know what? I'm going to walk a little further from the bank.
Now, do you do any challenges with people? Because I guess you can go online and set up.
I haven't done that yet, but I do have it come back every week and tells me how much I've done.
I would love to do this. I would love to set up a Good Morning Gloucester Fitbit. Oh, this is a great idea. Good Morning Gloucester Fitbit Challenge. So everybody, I'm not sure how it works, but I think you can like log in, and show results of people that they
know. I see my own results.
Can you do challenges and see people's challenges?
I'll have to look into that, but I know that I think you can do that.
I want to do that, and then take screenshots and see who's in what place every day.
Actually a good time, you know.
Big Tony just stepped in. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Hi. Are you emotionally in a decent place after the Patriots loss, or did it not affect you?
I'm gonna let it not affect me, but I was pretty bummed last night.
Yeah. I didn't watch. I watched barely any of the second game. I was in bed. I was in bed by 7 o'clock. I was just like, oh, I'm so
spent.
Done right now.
I felt like I played. I was so tired.
Yeah. Tony, do you know anybody that has one of those Fitbit things?
Oh no! I've seen them in the gym though.
A lot of people use them. Yeah, Donna. We're just talking about Donna's Fitbit. We're thinking about having a Fitbit. I think that you can set it up where you can challenge people that have them. Yeah. We're thinking about having it like do a Good Morning Gloucester Fitbit challenge and post everybody's results to motivate them, and then have prizes at the end of the week.
Whoa.
What do you think of that? Do you think that would be good?
I think that's a
about a motivation.
That would be a good thing, right? All right.
That's a great idea.
All right. I'm going to look into this. I'm going to ask. If you can't look into it, will you look into it?
I can find. Yeah, I'll look.
See if you can see if there's a page that if you invite people to chat in a challenge, if they give you feedback online that you could take a screenshot of so that we can keep track.
I'll do that.
All right.
That's my
If it was your busy time of year, you would beat everybody, I think.
Yes.
Oh, no question. Yeah. Yeah. But not this. I'm a lot more sedentary right now than I was, which is nice. I'm starting to heal up a little bit. This is very good. Donna, you went by the Honey Shack.
Oh, God.
Which is where they do the inspection stickers on Essex Ave, not the Tony's where the Mobile Mart is, up the street one.
Up the street.
There was a little storefront there where I think they were selling mopeds or scooters there a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's like a little shed.
There's a little shed there.
It's cute.
Is it attached or is it detached?
It's detached.
Oh, it's detached. Oh, so the shed part that's off to the left.
Yes.
Right next to that building.
And it has a little sign that
says the Honey Shack.
Organic honey.
Okay. Well, you gave me... can I have another one, by the
sure.
way? So you're so good.
Would you like the honey?
They're
good.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take it.
Really,
really. So, okay, Tony, you gotta try this.
Yeah.
So,
later.
they made out of local honey these.
Local. Yep.
Once you put that away, we'll start talking again. Okay. Out of local honey, these hard honey candies, and they're good. I imagine they're really good for your throat and everything else, but they taste like real honey. There's no like artificialness to it. They're so delicious.
Really good.
And it stops a cough. Uh-oh. Honey does stop a cough.
But they always said that local honey has antibodies why don't you explain it, Kim?
Yeah. It has like antihistamines in it.
That's right. So
right.
people who have allergies like
right.
myself,
right.
not like food allergies, it's
right.
not going to take care of me having a lobster. But like in the spring when my eyes blow up,
It exposes you a little bit to the wildflowers and things like that.
And it helps.
It really helps.
Mm. And I have it in my tea.
Right. Me too.
It's,
these lozenges are unlike anything, any
good?
Other hard thing.
Well, Donna mentioned they're not mentholated, which is that's
yeah,
a good
see,
point.
There's no mentholation.
There are plenty that are mentholated. These are
yeah.
so good.
In honey, you know, is known to stop a cough.
So you can get these at the Honey Shack, at this place, though. Yep. Donna, what other products do
they have? They have organic honey for your tea. They have honey sticks. You know how little kids love honey sticks, and they're good for them. They have little gift baskets, a thing for Valentine's Day.
Oh, sweet.
And it was just... It was lovely, and there's a picture of they have a hive in there, not a live hive.
Did you posted some pictures?
I did. And I was really excited to go in there because I've been meaning to stop in there, and they even have little gifts that, like a seashell with a candle that made from the honey, and it's you know. Cute little...
But I will highly endorse the lozenges that made from
oak
because they are over the top delicious. And this time of year, everybody...
Everybody needs them.
You need them. You're in a car for driving long distance. You get this sore throat. This is like perfect for you.
And also, you don't have any aftertaste with them.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no...
No, there's zero aftertaste.
Zero.
Tony, what do you think? You just...
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Did you already finish yours?
I take it to Shark Tank. No, I put it here.
Oh.
I tasted it, and then I put it in the round.
Say, you swallow that whole?
He's an animal. Kim... You went by Cake Ann.
Oh.
Said they were packed. They were mobbed.
They were mobbed. Oh.
Why don't you describe where the location, their location?
Okay, so it's right up the street from Common Crow. So there's Common Crow, and then there's that little shopping plaza called the Commons. And I had honestly never been there. I only went there after reading Joey's post.
The Urchin Exchange is in that same
thing.
And there's a hair salon in there.
Yeah, a yoga studio
yoga
there.
Yoga studio, yeah, I noticed that. And, it's beautiful. It's just a clean, open space. And you can see Inga just baking and preparing food. It's a beautiful space.
You said it was mobbed. What do they have that someplace... There was some type of...
They have these fabulous pastries.
Called?
Fabulous. Queen Amans. Queen Amon is how you say it, plural, Queen Amans. And it's spelled like you would never think Queen Amans. It's spelled K-O-U-I-G-N.
Right.
But it said Queen Amans, and that is, I learned from, I think it's Inga's husband, I didn't catch his name, just the son's name, and he said it's a common pastry in Brittany, France, which is also sort of on the border with Germany, so that's why you have this like, you know, unusual word, unusual spelling. Thank you, Tony. My scarf just dropped. when I got there, the shelves were nearly bare, and Inga was just cranking things out, and this was like at 11:30 in the morning. And
on what type of a day?
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Right, and they had just been baking and trying to keep up with everything, and they've been doing many more batches than they had anticipated doing. So they have I love blueberry muffins, so I've got their blueberry muffins and some Queen Amans.
Now, you said they were the best ever.
I think so. I mean, I make
Have you had the blueberry muffins at Last Stop Variety? Because they get unbelievable.
Yes, they have very good ones there, but...
Wow, that's a huge statement.
They're not, like, the ones at Last Stop are really large, large, generous ones. These are, you know, much smaller, like more like homemade, the size I make at home.
Interesting.
More like a pastry.
Was cake, the crumb on it was so fabulous. It was fabulous. It was really, really fabulous.
All right, this is what's going to happen. Next Sunday.
Yeah, let's do this.
Sunday, we're going to have, we do our podcast on Sunday. So next Sunday, we'll send Kim over there, and hopefully they'll do the right thing. We'll do different tastings of their things, and we'll report back our findings. on their different products, so we can we'll take pictures and include them in the podcast post.
Awesome.
If they do the right thing.
Awesome.
Wink, wink.
Wink. If they don't do the right thing, they're dead to us, and they'll never get mentioned again on the blog. No, I'm just joking. Obviously, you know I'm just joking.
Not really.
Hey, Cap.
Leaving the real world and joining the virtual world.
Well, Mark just came in and he just was offloading traps. He just went to get a load of traps and bring them in. But he asked where the location of Kate Gann was, because he saw the thing.
Okay, do you want me to say it again?
Say it again.
Okay. So you know where Common Crow is?
Yeah.
And then that little shopping plaza that's just beyond it.
Is it called the Common?
It's called
the Common. Right. So before you get to, I think it's before you get to the pet place. It's all there on the left.
Uh-huh.
Right in there. So pull into the parking lot, and it's at the far side. It's the building sort of L-shaped. It's right here. Okay.
Awesome.
There you go.
But it's.
Are we hot?
We're hot. Yeah, we're live.
Right now, while they're just getting organized, it's closed on Monday and Tuesdays. So.
But they were mobbed yesterday.
Yeah.
Mobbed.
It was amazing.
Mark was down at the Mass Lobstermen Association's big weekend this past weekend.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So, Mark, how was the attendance?
The attendance was very good considering the weather.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of people, I mean, nobody canceled their rooms or anything, and a lot of people came on Saturday because it didn't start snowing down there till about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Now, you're part of it, so you went through the exhibitors thing, right?
Yep.
What were some of the things that you saw this year that might have been different than past in the exhibitors?
Oh, there was one real interesting guy that did woodworking, carved fish and owls, and he would make, one was even a porcupine, and he'd use long... you know what the redbud trees are down around Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And he had them stuck in about a foot long, and it looked like a porcupine. He probably sold more stuff than anyone else at the show, and none of it was lobster related. It was just all different woodwork and stuff, but it was good.
Yeah.
But so it's everything involved in the industry, from traps to engines to all the components to build traps, and then there's government agencies there, you know, involved with the monitors at sea and the Coast Guard and life rafts. So
the Division of Marine,
everything that you need.
The Division of Marine Fisheries had put up a post that they were going to be giving a talk about regulations and stuff.
Yeah,
like
and it was more like a roundtable discussion where anyone could ask questions about whatever their individual issues were. It went good. Everyone behaved and got their points across and survived the weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Where was the meeting?
It was in Falmouth.
Oh, so they
had
got
a big
tons
hotel.
Of snow. That was
they
a
got
beautiful,
the they got
beautiful
the
beautiful down
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
they got the most snow in anywhere in Massachusetts.
They did an awesome job. I mean, everyone got up to go home yesterday morning. The streets were bare.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was heavy snow. It was wet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to try to steal the spotlight here. I know this is your private time there for the podcast.
That's all right.
No,
do you need to ask a question?
Very
can, cool. I
can you join us?
Can I join you? That's not the first time I've had that issue with stuff on the internet, and people are on the internet so much. I've seen it with other restaurant reviews and stuff, and it's a great review, the menu, the whole bit, and then no address. And you have no idea where it is.
So his point was that, like, if you're pimping a place in a post,
okay,
put in the address, because a lot of these people can't figure out that you can press that Siri button. Or the Google thing there,
right.
And just say,
Kate,
address for Kate Gann.
You know what? I put a link to your post that you had put in the day before.
People don't click things.
And you
just,
had put the address in, so I didn't want to repeat.
I know.
Oh, well.
People always, I get the same question all the time.
Okay.
So.
They're on the scale.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
Tony, take care of that. Thanks.
That might not be accurate, Tony. You might have to change it.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's after the
Okay.
All right. And
I'm gone.
Okay. Bye,
toodles.
Bye, bye, guys. Take care.
Bye.
We'll see you. Cape Ann Museum this month.
Free.
Free
for
still.
Boston residents.
So we got another week to take advantage of that.
I went on Saturday, and then we had guests, and we took them. And you go to the library, and you get the tickets. Free
for the guests. Right?
For the guests, cost us zero to go, and it's outstanding.
It's such a beautiful museum. Were your guests impressed?
Oh, they've been there before, and they were just the red coat that's there from the War of 1812. That's very impressive. Plus, and I've said this earlier, that to see when you go into a museum and you see artwork from artists that are still alive, like Jeff Weaver. I think that's so amazing that a local resident, his stuff is beautiful. I think Vincent was there too. In
Don Corbett.
Yes. Yeah. And it was just gorgeous, gorgeous. It's a great take in, and I think if you don't go when it's free, and even if it's not free, I think it's a gloss of resin is like $8. I mean, really,
it's very affordable.
It's very affordable, yeah. And it's clean and just beautiful.
It is beautifully taken care of, isn't
it? It's beautifully taken care of.
We say it all the time.
It's a gem.
But to have that red coat in there from the Wall of 1812, you don't see those most places because in those days they burnt the red coats.
Oh.
Because
they burnt them.
They burnt them.
Speaking about accents, did you see that? Did you watch that clip that I posted?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. Was it a mocking the Boston accent?
Yeah. So, Joey, you have to watch it. You'll just really funny.
I usually get irritated by the New York actors' portrayals of Boston accents.
Well, that's what Tom and I do in every movie. We're like, his accent was okay, but his was much better. You know what I mean?
I found that the Johnny Depp, the Black Mass movie.
He was the best.
They did a better job, yeah.
Yeah,
There's actually an agent in Boston that will call people, have open calls for people to talk to see if they're going to put them on in a movie. And I'm like, why am I missing this?
You have to watch it. It's so funny. It covers everything.
I'll check it out.
I went to see Spotlight, which was in Boston.
Which Kim put on the blog to say you must watch.
Outstanding, especially because I lived part of that. I knew some of those creeps. Aww. But
you did.
I noticed how well that was done by not exaggerating how we speak.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And that I was very impressed with.
Who was the star? What's his name?
Ruffalo.
Right. He did the best job. And then the one who also played Batman was
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah.
But he did a really good. The whole movie was
fabulous.
I don't think Mark Ruffalo has done a bad movie in forever.
No, right.
That guy's
he's very cute.
He's awesome. Yeah.
And we saw it at the KPN Cinema, right on Main Street, sitting on a couch. It doesn't get any better than that.
You love that place.
I love that place.
Hey, you know what I noticed? I've noticed that the Gloucester Cinema has been doing more artsy movies lately.
Oh, really?
They're trying to get into that scene, which is
nice. We saw Star Wars there.
I love that family there. I love that family there.
Yeah.
It's a family
Do you know them? I don't know them.
Yeah, very nice guy.
I go to movies there.
I just chat with them. All along, since they bought it like 10 or 15 years ago, he has his kids working there.
Yeah.
His wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a very sweet business.
And to have Star Wars there right away.
Right. Well, you know.
And it cost us $8 because we're seniors.
You know what he Oh, you're a senior. Oh, my God. You know what he told me?
$8.
He said that they're just far enough away from Boston that they can get these good movies.
Yep.
So,
cool.
They're just far enough away.
And he has the, you know, first run. And for the KPN Cinema to have the first run movies. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I don't need to sit in a stadium.
Yeah, but don't you think that those, you say it's impressive, don't you think that like the places that put out the movies, they want to get it into different places, don't they?
And he has to, I guess.
Well,
like for a first run movie, for a big movie, don't they want to have it in as many places as possible?
No, it's a whole business model that they have where they want to get the big theaters first and stuff like that.
Right.
They're not going to. Right. They're not going to. They don't just let everybody have.
But I think the KPN Cinema, I mean the Gloucester Cinema, he was saying how he can sometimes choose because he's been in this business long enough to know which movies are going to do well, and that's another little gem.
I'm at a weird stage with my daughters, 8 and 10, where they don't want to watch kiddie movies anymore.
Right.
You know, all those cartoony kind of movies, and you know, they want to act like they're 25 years old. And but you can't let them see bad movies, obviously. So it's just it's strange. It's just there's a flux where there's not really a lot of movies.
Well, Star Wars they could see.
Yeah, I actually took Madeline to see Star Wars Friday.
Oh, did she love it?
Wednesday.
It's so good.
She loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
it. Oh, I loved it.
Maybe she'll want to see the other ones.
I was a little nervous. Huh?
Maybe she'll want to see the other ones.
Yeah. Well, I think she's...
Well, how about... it's not playing at the theaters, but have your girls seen the Harry Potter movies? The Harry Potter movies?
Eloise. I don't know about the younger one.
Yeah, my grandchildren saw them. Even Avery, who's four.
Yeah.
She
watched it.
Yeah. But they saw Star Wars.
You know what's funny about funny about the older one, right? So now she's 10, and next year is middle school.
Mm.
So she acts like she wants separation from her 8-year-old younger sister. But sometimes there's the little kid games, and she wants to play with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's it's back and forth.
Aww.
Between wanting to act more of a teen, and then.
Yeah.
Wanting to act
like
a little kid.
The times are coming for you.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Remember, I had four girls.
I can't imagine. Actually, you know what? I love my. I think girls are way easier. At this point, girls are way easier than boys.
At this point, but I'll tell you, girls will make you roll your eyes, and they're hard on their moms.
They're harder on their moms.
Very
hard
on moms.
That's totally.
But in their fathers, are a wreck because. You know, they're worried about them.
Well,
you know, I could see Rick pulling back a lot when the kids were small, teenagers.
Yeah.
And I had to be out there because
I had a situation with my youngest one this weekend where they're not allowed to eat candy before noontime. That's the rule. No chocolate before.
Yeah. That's
before
that's reasonable.
Right? So she comes down the stairs and she's got this. I got her, in her stocking there was a big Hershey Kiss. So she has this big chocolate Hershey Kiss, the oversized one, and she's smiling at me like she's laughing, right? And she puts it in her mouth. I says, "Don't you dare eat that thing." And she took a bite out. She chomped down on it, and I grabbed it with my hand like it was an apple because it was like that size. And she was clenching it like she was like thing there, right?
Playing tug of war
like a
dog,
like a tennis ball with a dog or something,
yeah.
Right? And so I was so angry because it was an act of defiance.
Mm-hmm.
And she usually very rarely do I get these acts of defiance. So I got the thing, and literally the trash barrel was right next to me. I got it, and I threw it right in the trash barrel in front of her. And she looked up at me like, "How could you?" And I'm like,
"Nope, you got to be in control."
We had four conversations that morning, coming around to, do you understand why that thing went in the trash? Like, do you understand? It's not that I don't want you to have pleasurable things that make you happy. It's that we want you to be good human beings growing up, and and trying to do the right things for you. You know what I mean? All we want to do is have fun, but you can't act like an idiot, and you can't. I mean, if I tell you no,
you gotta, that's it.
No, I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, we can have you can stop what you're doing. We can have a discussion, and maybe I'll change my mind if you have a good enough reason. But don't, in the face of
don't push me.
Don't say,
What did she say? Did she comprehend? Did she
totally, 100%. Like, I know I was wrong, Dad. I'm sorry. And,
You think this one moment of defiance?
No. I'm not delusional.
I know. It's so funny, though. Sometimes you're like, what? Well, my 8-year-old grandson locked the 6-year-old grandson in the locker at the YMCA where they go swimming.
Whoa.
Ooh.
They got kicked out of the locker room. They can't go in the locker room anymore.
Oh, okay.
So Robin, my daughter, is so, she's right with her. She said to them, "Well, I guess you're going to have to change in the hallway now, aren't you?"
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, Owen locked his brother in a locker.
And
it's part of being a kid.
Which daughter is that?
Robin. She lives in Maine. She's got the four.
Four
we
now,
always have them.
Now Rick's daughter,
that's
Kristen,
Rick's.
Is going to be coming down for the bridal show, right?
Yep.
The Cruiseport Bridal Show?
31st, yep. So, the wedding, she did it last year too, and she got four weddings out of it.
Wow.
I tell you, I see online people talking about this. This is like the premier North Shore wedding show.
Yeah.
Like a ton of people come through,
and all
the vendors pick up business from this show.
And for the brides to come, it's $10, I think.
Oh my goodness.
You go to a bridal show in Boston, it's going to cost you $30.
Wow.
Yeah. And this has the venue.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the bridal shows aren't where the venue is.
Right.
So the venue, they have a a modeling show of people with the different, you know, bridesmaids, dresses and
nice.
Hair and makeup, and the food is outstanding.
I heard that all the vendors actually pick up, is well worth their time. They all pick up business.
And it's also on the boat. So there's vendors out on the boat, too.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, which is...
It's interesting because the Rockport Inn and Suites, which, you know, they actually come and they're vendors there because...
Oh, okay.
And they're, you know, you'd consider them like competitors,
right?
Right?
That's
but no, that
okay.
they
they're there.
Yeah, they're
and,
there.
You know, I think in all the floor, you know, Audrey's is there, Celia's is there.
All the
floors
are there.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the... And then Vinwood does the samples of the food. In Cruiseport, there's one that a lot of the brides are choosing. It's a mac and cheese bar. You know, like if it's a buffet.
Right.
And you can load your mac and cheese with bacon and jalapeno.
That sounds great.
Outstanding food.
What a fun idea.
Yeah, it is a fun idea. And I think Cruiseport does it the best. I mean, they are.
They do a great job.
They do a great job. And the show is very
well
attended.
Someone told me that the new hotel is booked for weddings.
They are.
Through.
Kristen has one.
Through like 2017
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, they're all
like
booked.
That.
She has one
it's
in
like
2007.
Crazy.
Fall of 2016, maybe? I don't remember.
It's really coming along, the hotel. It looks really good.
And they
really
put out
so
their
much.
Menu.
Oh, they
right, right.
That.
I saw that last week.
Yeah.
We didn't post
more.
That, did we? I saw the menu, and I think I favorited it in my
Twitter
line to
too.
Come
yeah.
back
yeah.
to it but and then post it, but I never, I forgot
yeah,
to do
she,
that.
Yeah,
she's Terry.
Terry is doing
yeah.
a lot of that.
Terry Weber, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Our buddy,
GMG,
FOB.
Yeah.
She's
so nice. I saw her at the Bowie auction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the Bowie, oh, let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
The Bowie auction, hugely successful once again.
It was spectacular.
Jeff Weaver, I don't was that the first year
no,
that he
no,
don't
he does he does
he
does,
he's done it every year.
It was
he
outstanding.
Did someone say that his buoy raised $3,000?
I heard.
Oh, did it?
That's what I heard yesterday.
Really?
I didn't get it from the
not positive. Okay.
No, I didn't get my second source.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
I mean the artist buoys were spectacular. You know our neighbor Tracy Corbett.
Yeah.
She did a beautiful one with a big tuna on it.
I saw it. Yeah.
And then Colleen.
A postal smile.
She did a sugar skull, which was really.
Oh yeah,
sad.
Yeah.
That
yeah
wasn't that great?
Is that what they call those? Because that's like big down in Mexico, right?
Yeah, sugar
like
skulls.
The Day of the Death.
Yeah, Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And where does that come from? Where do they call it a sugar skull? I wonder.
Because they're sweet. You know, they're sweeter. They have like a sparkly gold tooth
oh, okay.
and flowers and things like that. They're not like a scary skull.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? That's what
like watching. When we went down to Mexico, we go down Fifth Avenue. There's all these different shops, and they sell.
They sell all
the
little the skulls.
Sugar skulls.
Yeah, and do they also have all the little figurines and
yes.
stuff like that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. These
yeah,
are all shops because that's big down there. The Day of the
yeah.
Dead.
Dancing skeletons, they're called.
Yeah.
Craig and Hannah celebrate that day every year.
Yeah,
Dios de Muertos, and they And so they have a little altar, and they put pictures of people that have passed and stuff like that, and remembrance.
Beautiful.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
it's really nice thing.
Well, do you know that the monarchs usually arrive around the time of Dia de los Muertos? So
they
that's
do.
And butterflies in Mexico symbolize departed loved ones coming back to Earth for a day.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it's
very
a beautiful
nice.
Connection there.
Well, things are learning. But how about, I love the little kids at the buoy auction, though, looking for their number
yeah.
in the, you know, underneath all the buoys. And
yeah.
It's you know what, start to finish, the whole lobster trap tree and the buoys and the buoy auction. What is just
right.
a great...
What is that? It's so amazing.
It's just the positive energy that comes yeah. out of that. That whole
and having
thing.
It at Cruiseport and the food there yeah. and but the little kids' faces are my favorite.
Yeah, the children's faces. Everybody's
yeah.
just having a wonderful
good
time.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are, and they having the they were doing art there, and
I think
know.
They take their Tracy Corbett is the one who's in charge of that, and they take their potter's wheels and put
oh, yeah.
pieces of paper on them,
yeah.
and then spin them around, and it's
so cute.
You know, I don't want to use that word mesmerizing again, but. That's what she called it, mesmerizing. To you know, she said, "Have you ever done it, Kim? We should sit down and do it."
Awesome.
So, yeah.
But I think that the parents,
yeah.
you know, that I took a picture and there was three buoys on a chair. So
oh,
I was
wow.
like, they have. I said, three children,
yeah.
and they
bought
the buoys back.
The
you know,
oh,
so I mean, it's really.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, do you know how much they raised in total?
I don't know, but it was a lot of people there.
This, they say that this fundraiser is a huge part of their annual budget. Like a huge.
But it's a fun fundraiser, too.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know, it's more...
It's one of those things, like we always talk about, when there's a win-win-win, like everybody wins. The kids win because they enjoy making the thing. Art Haven wins because they get support. The people that bid on the buoys at that night, it's a fantastic fun night for them.
And the food vendors.
And the food vendors everywhere. It's a win all the way around.
I mean, it was just...
I liked how in the program this year they thanked the specific lobstermen who...
a bunch of them. Most of those lobster traps came from Captain Joe and Sons, our lobstermen.
Pete Mondello,
Chris Osillo.
Okay.
Geez, I don't know the whole list, but a bunch of them came from our guys from our dog.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah. But people are happy in there.
Oh, totally. So it's Tuesday night. Is that tomorrow night, your pollinator garden?
Yes, yep.
Why don't you go ahead with that?
That's for the North Shore Horticultural Society, which I'm very much looking forward to. It's at 7:30 at night.
And what is it?
It's the pollinator garden. That's the talk.
Talk. Pollinator garden.
And it's also a slideshow with about 120 photos as well. That's what people love the photograph.
So you go through the photograph and you explain what's happening.
Yes,
in each photograph.
and it starts beginning in. I start with January, so I can end in the fall, and it just goes through the season, and it just visually shows people what they can do to support pollinators, whether it's songbirds or butterflies or what you can plant, what you can expect to see after planting, and all that kind of stuff. So
that's Tuesday night and Thursday night.
That's Tuesday night. And then Thursday is the opening of the For the Birds exhibit at the Rocky Neck Cultural Center. And then Sunday is the actual artist reception. And I don't have the times off the top of my head, but I'm sure you'll post that, right?
I guarantee you that they're on the calendar
they're
at the top of the blog.
If
you just go to Good Morning Gloucester's calendar, James Eves curates that, but I'm sure the information is on there.
That's Sunday afternoon is the reception, the opening reception.
And what day is that your talk?
That is on the 18th of February.
Oh, so that's
ways.
In the future.
Yeah,
all right, there you go. Donna, do you have any shows coming up?
We are going to have a spring show at the Magnolia Historical Society, so they're starting to work on that one.
I love that show. I have to be creative. I want to put some new work in there.
Okay. Because I have some of your stuff. I'm your agent.
You and James. Between you and James.
And then I think the library is starting to want local photographers to go to the Magnolia Library.
Oh, okay.
And I have to go in there. I just haven't had 2 seconds, but to go in there and then... looking to hang local
artists.
So I'm going to go in there and...
Wonderful.
Yeah. Because thank you from Good Morning Gloucester. I sell stuff from...
Yeah.
I mean...
Tremendous.
Even though someone called me the sea nymph the other day. The nymph of the sea.
Oh, yeah.
From Marty's post.
Oh, that was awesome, wasn't it?
They were like, are you the sea nymph?
You were so good-hearted. I would have died.
I was at Magnolia. I mean, I was at Sugar Meg's.
That was you're referencing the picture of you on the beach from the Polar Plunge when you
with the wig on.
With the wig, yeah.
Someone said to me, "We wore more wigs than Dolly Parton."
Dolly Parton. Oh, I love it. All right, guys, we got a good little podcast in there. It was for Kim Smith and Donna Artizzoni, Big Tony sitting in over here. It's January 25th, and we got another Gloucestercast in the books. Mm-hmm.
Toodles.
Good morning.
Thank you.